everybody, I'm here to say that Danish and O'Neill can make it day. I said, that's the truth, it's no lie, so jump along the ride, don't feel shin high. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and don't forget to say, hey, what up, Pete? Be a beach pony that's true and blue, B-22, we still coming for you. So raise your hands, put them in the air, you know we hold it down like Seagull's hair. At the park, or at the bay, or in the sauna, at the YMCA.
Everyone.
What if the guy was dying of cancer? He had no other birthdays in his future.
It doesn't matter. Everyone.
Oh,
no, like, exceptions.
I would have said, look, dude, can't snatch him. It's too late.
No exceptions to be made. Even if you're born on a leap year, he's taking it.
Wow. It's craziness.
Steve Seagal. That acting style is called asthmatic.
It's called labored breathing?
Yeah. So if you're...
this is the labored breathing style.
Sometimes they have women going through birth teach classes to teach you how to breathe heavy.
He's like, oh, hey, I'm not being creepy, even though I am. I just have a really hard time breathing.
I breathe heavy when I sit down.
I wonder how he sings. How is he able to get enough air in his lungs to sing?
That's a good point. He must loosen his belt up a lot.
I bet he's a lip syncer. Can you imagine lip syncing to fucking Mojo Priest?
I wish. I'd like to do some Mojo Priest karaoke.
Every time I go to karaoke, I ask. They don't have it. It's just a shocker.
Yeah, you would think they have it. But
I go, you don't have I Love the Punani? They said, get the fuck out of here.
They don't. Welcome to the Danish and O'Neill podcast. If that's what you're looking for, you're in the right place.
That's true. By the way, if you are a DJ at all, whether it be weddings or high school functions,
bar mitzvahs, pool
please,
parties,
just play one Mojo Priest song.
Yeah.
And see what the reaction is.
People will love it.
They're like, who is that? You're like, that's Steven Seagal. They're like, go fuck yourself.
People will make it look dangerous and they love it.
Yeah, make it look deadly.
We, truth be told, we were wondering, should we do an episode this week? Because it is Christmas.
It's a Christmas cast.
But, you know, we're the most fan-friendly podcast on the face of the earth. So we said, you know what? We're going to give back. We're going to do the show.
You know, a lot of podcasters are giving you guys a lump of coal by giving you nothing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you forget that your uncle, Danish and O'Neill,
they
gave you a podcast.
Yeah. Some of you were working. Some of you may not celebrate. Some of you may be incarcerated. You have a right to listen to a podcast.
Wait, you're saying they're going to get incarcerated during the Christmas dinner?
Either or. Could be. Okay. Both.
Well, wherever you are, and whoever you are.
Yeah.
This is a special one for you.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to those.
They say merry, yes.
To those who celebrate.
I know you're foreign. Are you going Christmas or no Christmas with Baby Barb?
I have to loosely do something. Nothing too major, fortunately.
Tree?
No tree in our apartment, but it wasn't my choice. Just we're busy and...
Yeah, I get it.
Courtney didn't feel like putting it up. Didn't feel like dealing with it.
Are you going to go with the tree when baby Barb gets a little older, like 16, 17 years old?
I think like a miniature, like Charlie Brown style.
You could put a dreidel on the top, or a menorah instead of an angel on the top.
It would have to be a very durable tree to hold it up.
Well, I mean, you can get like a fake one. I'm not saying a real one. You light it on fire.
Well, then you light it, and then the tree goes up, and there goes your apartment.
My mom said when she was a little girl, they used to have clamps, and you clamp real candles, and you light them on a tree because they didn't have tree lights.
Sounds risky.
No such thing. Yeah, I would say so.
Then the flashlight was invented, and you just tape that up to it.
I mean, they make fake trees flame retardant for a reason because real ones are so goddamn flammable that people burn their house down all the time.
You could just capture a firefly in a jar, tie that up to the tree.
Or take that wiffle ball bat that I used to smash them with, and then you just put that on top of the tree.
You could rub it all over it. Actually, thank you to Frankie. He in the Danish and O'Neill Facebook group said... he could see either me or DeWitt wanting to go to this activity. It was Emmett Otter's Christmas, Jim Henson's. I saw it at Universal Studio.
Oh, you did go?
On the big screen. Yeah, it was very nice.
Oh, okay. Was DeWitt there?
I did not see DeWitt.
Was DeWitt at that winter Festa Palace or whatever. He was, they have fake snow.
Yeah,
coming down,
he was
indoors.
He was crying at the Wolf Lodge.
Wolf Lodge
water park, indoor water park.
It's and evidently a snowmaking machine.
And then it gets into the water. It looks like ash.
Yeah.
I was amazed. I haven't been to Universal probably since the Harry Potter thing's been there. I haven't been there in a long time. And I obviously know how big Harry Potter is, but it's insane to see people in the garb, like people wearing the full robes, wands out, bringing the wands to the place.
No, I know.
Asian tourists like were like just walked right in front of us to take a picture in the gift shop in front of something of some.
Did you mess around like those certain windows do like magical things? And they also have.
We weren't inside the actual place.
Oh, you didn't go in the.
We were just like at Universal City, the kind of the outskirts.
Oh, you didn't go into Harry Potter town.
No, it was pretty.
Do they sell these like $50 wands?
No,
and you can use
more.
Them in the park or have something. It's some insane.
Price. Oh, is that why? Because people were bringing them in. So I was wondering.
Yeah, because you can use them. And then like during window, like storefronts in the Harry Potter town, if you use your wand, like things move and do shit.
You can.
It's a great gimmick.
You can stick them up somebody's ass if they're giving you a hard time.
That Harry Potter ride can go fuck itself because it made me sick. It's the digital shit. It just fucking basically is a chair that like swings around and rocks you in front of a computer screen.
I don't like those.
Yeah, they're fucking terrible. I told you when I went there, somebody was taking Dramamine. He's like, you want some? And I thought it was a joke. And then I was like, fuck, I should have taken the goddamn
Dramamine. The guy was a
Dramamine.
Could have been roofies. He was a pusher.
I mean, I was with him, so I don't think he was trying to...
I thought you said some guy. Like,
oh, no.
Like
I mean, a guy that I was with.
Oh, got it. That makes more sense.
That'd be great, though, if he was trying to roofie me and like jerk me off on the Harry Potter ride.
You never know who's giving you stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's Christmas cast, we're pre-recording from the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah. Wait, what's that sound? it's just Hans Gruber coming
in.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Carl Winslow from Family Matters, who's also the policeman.
What was the long-haired guy's name in that? He was the same guy who was the conductor in Money Pit.
Is it...
you know, the ex-lover of Shelley Long?
Is it something like Mr. John? No, that's from Mr. Joshua is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, that's what's-his-face? The insane Gary Busey.
Yeah, I don't know what his name in that
did
is.
Did he have a name? He might not have had... might have been Max. No.
Niels?
Max, I think, was it. Max was his name in Money Pit.
Let me look
up. He was like he was the quintessential 80s bad guy.
Like did he even speak in Die Hard? He didn't, did he?
Yes, I think he did.
Do you know his name, or should I just look up...
I don't know his name. Money Pit will probably be your easiest find, because all those guys in Die Hard look the fucking same. But he was like the archetype of... like. A real Aryan-looking dude with fucking blonde hair, tall.
His real name's Alexander Godunov.
Oh, the old Godunov.
Born in 1949 in Russia. Lives in... he died.
He's dead?
He died in 95.
What?
In West Hollywood, a hepatitis. He may have...
Man, like the party. That's crazy.
Whoa. Why didn't I see his credits?
Is
his name Carl? I think it's Carl.
Oh, okay. I think it is. I think you're right.
How do I get to?
I think it is Carl. I didn't know he died. Young guy too. Really fucking made an impact in that short amount of time.
His trademark was his muscular dancer physique.
What a weird thing. You're like, you know what I loved about him? That muscular dancer physique he had.
Also a statuesque model-like figure. He really loves his body.
For the 80s, like that was the look.
I mean, he was thin. I wouldn't consider him like jacked by any means.
He was pretty jacked. He was a big guy. How tall was he? Like 6'4"?
He was, I thought it said 6'1".
Oh, okay.
He's just up against guys who aren't very tall.
Interesting.
Didn't work a ton. Well,
he fucking died when he was like.
Yeah, it's true.
He was like 40.
That's a good point.
All right, well. Did you find his name? We got to keep moving.
Carl with a K. There you go.
Carl with a K.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Interesting.
So we're going to go with a special Christmas episode. It's an all animal episode, but no fucking. There will be
unlike our normal style.
There will be no bestiality.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Almost. I think you've probably lost our retention rate.
Well, there may be.
When you let out that bombshell.
I do have one in the chamber if I do need to go to it.
Okay.
At the last minute.
It might show up, folks.
You don't know.
Stay till the end.
So maybe there will be. Maybe there won't be. This one's from David and Jeremy. This was...
Say David and Jeremy?
David and Jeremy.
Oh, was this a combined effort or they just both sent the...
It was literally like a tie on who sent it at what time.
Okay.
And then a bunch, I think some other people saw it and sent it as well. This is from OregonLive.com. So if this is in a, what do you call it? A obituary for a zoo otter. Eddie the Otter.
Okay.
If you've been to the Oregon Zoo in the last 18 years, you've probably seen Eddie the Sea Otter. He became a big fixture there. He was rescued as a pup from the California coast in 98. Lived at the zoo from 2000. Where was he between those two? Like just like hanging
between
out.
Between 98 and 2000?
In an orphanage?
Yeah, somebody was probably had him in their basement.
He was in a bathtub in somebody's house for 2 years. Then he was placed at the zoo from 2000 until he got euthanized Thursday morning. The press release said at nearly 21, Eddie was considered one of the oldest and most talented sea otters on the planet.
Talented? What? Could this guy juggle? Did magic?
They actually taught him to dunk a basketball in a mini hoop.
Is that true?
It is true.
Oh, okay. I take it back. I take my sarcastic tone back.
Male sea otters seldom live past 15 years, so Eddie was among the very oldest of his kind, said Amy Cutting, who
very wise.
The zoo marine life area. 2012, Eddie's keepers taught the aging otter to dunk a toy basketball as therapy for his arthritic elbow joints. So,
what is this guy? Wait, by the way, how's an otter get fucking arthritis? They're designed for fucking swimming.
I don't know. He must have been playing a lot of a lot of PlayStation.
We don't know what happened in those 2 years that he was missing.
That's true.
He could have had a professional NBA career.
Maybe been an arm wrestler.
That's going to be too.
A paw wrestler. His skills at the hoop made him an internet sensation. Apparently, he was a viral video star. With the zoo, as other zoo people might remember, Eddie had other interesting skills. He could sometimes be observed creatively pleasuring himself. And I clicked the link of that, unfortunately, and it was Eddie sucking his own dingus.
Really?
In the water.
What?
So he was a pretty cool otter. He's playing basketball. He's jerking it. Pretty much like, you know, people say the zoo is like a prison. Pretty much.
It is, yeah.
In this case, it is.
They put that in the obituary?
Yeah.
That he loved to pleasure himself in creative ways?
I think if you saw it.
By the way, how is that creative? That seems like the most logical way to pleasure yourself if you can do it.
I guess, yeah. Maybe that was why the arthritis, the elbows, he started sucking it.
Creative would be like if you put two clams together and he started fucking them or something.
Or he was fucking the basketball they put in there with him.
Yeah, as he was dunking his nuts in the hoop.
The zoo has other otters, the spokesperson confirmed. Said, yes, that was Eddie who displayed so much confidence in front of other zoo guests.
What did he get? He loved to jerk it? Sounds like he was a fucking pervert. He's a pervert otter.
That's why they picked him up.
He's perving around. He might have been a street hustler those 2 years that are unaccounted for.
What if they put him down because people just had enough?
Enough. I bring my kids here.
He's shoving things in his ass.
I'm a fucking donor here, and I got to watch this fucking otter suck his own dick.
Who cares if he can dunk a basketball? I've seen it too many times.
Every fucking day, this thing's sucking its own dick.
It says, many Oregon Zoo guests will remember Eddie for his many fascinating talents. They only named two, so I don't know what the other. Maybe he played poker and smoked a hookah. I don't know.
I heard he was great at backgammon.
He loves scotch.
He loved nothing more than to suck his own dick and drink a little scotch before he goes to sleep.
He could work a cell phone underwater.
Yeah, he made his own robe.
He was building a town.
He was the heavyweight otter wrestling champion.
In a P.O. box that he got mail at and sent mail out from.
Unbelievable artist.
The zoo still has two otters, Lincoln and Juno, but I have a feeling they can't dunk and they're not jerking it as hard as Eddie was.
Well, sounds like the zoo's going to lose some business on this.
Yeah. If you loved watching animals jerk it, then it's a real loss for you in the Oregon area.
Yeah. I guess, do you think they were taking the other male otter and be like, all right, here's how you suck your dick?
I think Eddie was trying to teach him for years and they just wouldn't have it.
You think that they turned their nose up at him or they just were too stupid to grasp?
I think they're highbrow otters.
It could be that he's older and he was just wiser.
He's from like guys who did comedy in the 80s. It was a different time. You could get away with stuff you can't get away with now.
You think that these are Me Too era otters?
Yeah, these guys are newer. Eddie was from the old school. Things were different.
You think they looked at him and were like, dude, You can't be sucking your dick anymore. That time has passed.
And they're like, they're going to put you down. He's like, yeah, I'd like to see him. I'm the star here.
Yeah, I can dunk a fucking basketball.
They come in with a needle, and he's like, oh, shit, you were right.
I'm going to suck it one last time.
Goes to show you, you can be the most talented out there. But
you can be the most talented beaver at the zoo, but you still might get put down.
Yeah, they put him down.
Did you hear, this is also otter related, did you see that some zoo called their otter thick?
Yeah, it was a big controversy.
Yeah, and so then everyone was like, don't shame him. Don't shame the otter.
Well, not only that, people felt that it was mocking African-American vernacular.
Oh.
The usage of thick.
Really?
They did not like. Zoo had to apologize.
Oh, well, I'm going to go to, you know what I buy?
They spelled it T-H-I-C-C.
T-H-I-C-C?
Yeah, which was odd. I didn't really understand it.
I don't know. I buy thick cut bacon.
They want to stop.
Is open nature? Are they stealing?
I guess
culture here.
Someone else was like, "Oh, it seems like the person who does their tweets is either African American or very familiar with the culture." So I don't. Who knows? It's hard to keep track.
I always am like, "Oh, that they're thick."
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess they didn't like whoever had a problem with it.
A lot of nitpicking going on here.
Yeah,
can't even do fucking otter tweets.
This is from Jerry McFly making an appearance, 209 Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
This is an older story, one I've never heard, and it is fascinating.
It's a doozy?
This is it's who is the coolest animal of the week? It's hard to pick. You have Eddie the Otter, and then so this one's in Kentucky. And so apparently there's these two guys, like, let me see here. This is a long thing. So there was an urban legend of a bear that was called Cocaine Bear.
What?
In 1985.
So like Smokey the Bear? Only,
Well, the reason it was called Cocaine Bear is it was alleged that it was found dead after eating roughly $15 million worth of cocaine from a duffel bag that dropped from a smuggler's airplane. So,
Cocaine Bear.
The smuggler is a guy named Andrew Carter Thornton II. Quite the name. Wow, sounds like he's flying with an ascot on.
He's a real aristocrat.
He was the, as we said, wealthy son of an elite Kentucky horse breeding family. According to a display at Georgia Bureau of Investigation headquarters, famous for exhibiting the monkey from Mars. I don't know what that is.
The monkey from Mars?
That's what this says.
What?
I don't know.
What the hell's the monkey from Mars?
There's a link. I'm not going down.
So they got Cocaine Bear, they got monkey from Mars.
Yeah. So old Thornton Mellon, fell to his death when he bailed out of the plane, hit his head on the tail of the aircraft, and didn't open his parachute until it was too late.
Oh, no. Oh.
Classic blunder. His body was found in a driveway in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's a rough thing to walk out. You're like, Jesus Christ, is that a body? Imagine if you were playing basketball outside with your sea otter.
I would have taken that parachute, though. It's unused.
Yeah.
Freshly packed.
Check his wallet. See if he's got any of that good cocaine
money.
Then call
the cops.
Nine coke stack stuffed duffel bags eventually recovered along the plane's flight path. Cocaine Bear was found 3 months later in the woods just south of the Tennessee-Georgia state line, sprawled next to the ripped open 10th bag. All of its coke, about 76 pounds, was gone.
Whoa.
This thing did a lot of fucking cocaine.
What the fuck? Even for a bear. All right, let's say the bear weighs 2,000 pounds. It still did a percentage of its body weight in cocaine.
I think it took a taste, and then it was like, I don't give a shit. I'm sitting here, and I'm taking every fucking, I'm snatching every grain.
Dude, that is, it's like almost one, it's like a half a percent of its body weight. That's insane. That'd be like us doing, if you're like 200 pounds, what is that? Oh, yeah, it'd be like doing seven fucking, or 0.7 pound, almost a pound of cocaine. It's fucking crazy.
It says, decades passed. And so these two dudes, they're from Kentucky. They made headlines in 2011 when they launched a tongue-in-cheek campaign to replace Kentucky's slogan of unbridled spirit with one of their own, Kentucky Kicks Ass. A bureaucrat in the tourism office said those guys have a constituency of no one. But they say no, those no ones bought a lot of our Kentucky Kicks Ass t-shirts.
Okay.
So they were encouraged by the t-shirt sales, so they opened a brick-and-mortar store, the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall. It's a marketplace for locals to sell quirky home state items such as gold-plated KFC breastbone necklaces.
It's a mouthful.
And fried chicken those, scented candles.
Do you have any of those? What is it?
It's gold-plated KFC breastbone necklaces.
Do you have any of those gold-plated KFC breastbone necklaces?
Oh, yeah. We got some right over here.
Yeah, it's aisle 12.
They also wanted the store to showcase unusual Kentucky relics, and that's when they remembered Cocaine Bear. One of them said, growing up here, I remember hearing about it a lot. They spoke to the medical examiner who performed the bear's necropsy. And even after 30 years, this man remembered the bear. He said its stomach was literally packed to the brim with cocaine.
Well, you know what? It was like, dude, I need a lot of coke. I'm going to be hibernating for like 3 months. I got to have enough coke in my system to last me.
He said there isn't a mammal on the planet that could survive that cerebral hemorrhaging, respiratory failure, hyperthermia, renal failure, heart failure, stroke, you name it. That bear had it.
What if an
he went out in a blaze of glory.
Do you think an elephant could handle it?
Let's try.
That's a lot.
Drop some in Thailand.
It's a lot bigger.
Hopefully an elephant finds it. This bear was just coked out of its tits and just died of everything possible.
It must have eaten it fast, too.
Wonder if it snorted any, sniffing it up.
Could that guy get any? Do you think you could reclaim any of the cocaine from its stomach? Or do you think it's just
probably not.
Drenched and processed in fluids?
I would say no, but who knows? Maybe someone God
sold
damn.
It. God damn.
It says the bear looked good despite its catastrophic demise. So it was stuffed and put on display at a local recreation area with no reference to its past.
Oh, wait. So they're like, hey, body's still looking pretty good.
Yeah, hey, it's a good bear. Let's
stuff it.
The bear's history was known to a few, and it somehow found its way into the hands of a Nashville pawnbroker. Chumley, get that cocaine bear out here, son.
Well, I got to get my cocaine bear expert to come in here and take a look at it.
You got any paperwork for that? Can you prove this is the cocaine bear? Chumley, smell its snout. You got caught with meth, allegedly.
So he got the pawnbroker. He sold the bear to outlaw country star Waylon Jennings.
Wow, this bear is really making the fucking rounds.
Who gave it to a Las Vegas hustler who was familiar with Andrew Thornton, the drug smuggler.
What?
When both Jennings and the hustler died, the bear was bought by a Chinese herbalist in Reno. This thing's been around the block.
Damn, this is a cocaine bear slut.
When the herbalist died, his widow kept it until she was tracked down by these two dudes who own the museum. She gladly gave him the bear, who arrived at the Fun Mall in August 2015.
Do you know how hard it would be to transport a giant bear around?
Yeah. They wanted it bad.
Evidently.
One of the guys said, you wouldn't think that a cocaine bear would be for all ages, but kids love it. Everybody wants their picture with cocaine bear.
Wait, the kids love it?
That's what he said.
How do you explain it to them?
I don't know.
I think they just like it because it's a stuffed bear.
Cocaine bear is regularly cleaned and outfitted with a Kentucky hat and an oversized gold chain dangling from its neck. is a flashy sign that gives the bear's proper name, Pablo Escobar.
This guy's whole fucking livelihood is built on this goddamn bear.
And ends with the warning, don't do drugs or you end up dead, maybe stuffed like poor cocaine bear.
Wow.
So it's a cautionary tale to children.
Mom, if cocaine bear didn't die, would he end up in prison with me?
How am I supposed to know? Well, I'm not his lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. Ken Kratz is here. Talking to your brother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw your brother's internet search.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's not looking up that stuff. He's doing good.
Is Scott there?
Let me talk to Steven, that cocksucker. You ruined my life.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah? You watching Lethal Weapons?
Yeah, we love it, Brandon. Of course we're watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Scott, this is the hat trick of animal stories. What's the coolest animal? Is it the masturbating otter?
Cocaine bear.
Cocaine bear could be the best animal we've ever showcased.
I feel like you could train a lot of different otters to dunk a basketball. But I don't think there's a lot of animals that could get through all 76 pounds of cocaine before it croak. It seems like after like 2 pounds, it would have died.
We need a t-shirt with all the celebrity animals we've talked about over the years. We have Cocaine Bear. We have Pony the Prostitute Orangutan.
Yeah, it'd be a great. Just all of them standing in a line.
True Blue Beach Pony, Trooper.
Dude, Cocaine Bear, though? You know how you've seen those things like snort, you know, when they're sniffing? Dude, imagine that thing. It's sniffing the food, and it just inhales a fucking giant shitload of this cocaine.
You imagine how scary.
Listen, loved
coming
it.
Across a bear full of like all 75 pounds of cocaine be to frightening.
Oh, my God.
Be unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
You could shoot it 800 times. I mean, look at Tony Montana. Took like 40 bullets at the end of Scarface.
And that's. That was a real life thing that happened.
Yeah, that was a documentary.
Yeah, of course.
Cocaine Bear really blew my. I saw it. How have I never heard of this?
How is
they
that
thought he was
not
a polar bear when they found it because it was all white from all the cocaine rolling just rolling around. The grizzly man found it.
Oh man,
are you Cocaine Bear? Oh no, don't kill me, Spirit. Oh, took no. My hat. He is my hat. No. You're a bad fox.
When he's like, remember, he's like, I wish I was gay. I would just go to a truck stop.
It'd be so much easier if I was gay, but alas, I'm not.
Oh, you? Yeah, definitely. There's Cocaine Bear.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there's Meth Bear, his friend.
Let me touch his nose.
Heroin Bear is sad.
Dude, that can't be the only case of this happening. As many times as people, or like, I'm not even talking bears, but animals. Like Florida, there has to be some fucking Florida cougars in there.
I think the new saying should be, instead of does a bear shit in the woods, does a bear do coke in the woods?
Yeah, till he dies.
Yeah, cocaine, you know what, bear.
It makes sense because I mean, we used to have sheep, and if you just leave grain out, sheep will eat themselves to death.
Yeah, you left cocaine, they would do the same thing.
He's gonna blow rails till he dies.
Plus, like, I'm assuming it has a similar effect on an animal. And once it felt the, like, it was like, oh, I love this.
Was it? I mean, I don't know.
Why
I mean,
would you do 76 pounds?
No, but I'm saying, like, people don't do 20 pounds of cocaine.
But you know, it obviously affected it, I'm assuming.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
The thing was high out of its mind.
Like, yeah, probably just, oh, real hungry. Just
paranoid. Probably, doesn't cocaine make you give you the shits, I've heard? Or I don't know.
Something tells me a lot of things when they found this thing. A lot of things are going on with this thing's fucking rectum.
They must have found this and been like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, he must have been so swollen up, too. You imagine those,
you know, heavy? It must have been heavy. It was all like packed with fucking.
And they lick, like, you know, they lick that, you know, the big ass tongue. Yeah. This fucking shovel load after shovel load of cocaine.
He should have sold it to other animals, made, you know.
That's true.
Could have gotten salmon.
He got high on his own supply.
Yeah. Biggie told you not to do that.
Dude, God gave you a gift and you squandered it.
You gave cocaine, literally fell from the sky.
What is it? Are gringos falling from the sky?
Sí, guapo.
Would you say that they were a plethora of sweaters?
It's a plethora of cocaine. So then these a goose and a seagull are attempted to be nursed back to health after eating some of hundreds of prescription pills that were dumped at Carr Park in Huntington Beach.
That's in our neighborhood.
Yeah, seagull and a goose went fucking buck wild on some pills.
You think they were friends?
It sounds like a buddy movie to me, animation.
Like two different species? It's almost like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Where they just, their families don't get along because they're too different.
And they're like, let's go do pills at Huntington Beach.
Yeah, we're so depressed.
Maybe trying to kill themselves.
If they made Romeo and Juliet now, it'd just be the, like, if our real life... If Shakespeare was around writing it now, it would just be the shittiest.
All like Instagram and Snapchat.
And then people just like, oh, this sucks.
The Wildlife Care Center in Huntington Beach posted photos of the hundreds of pills that were found in the park.
Wait, who dropped hundreds of pills?
I don't know.
Why am I not out there looking for these pills?
Said where people and children often gather to watch the wild birds.
I got news for you. If your kid's picking up pills off the ground... and just toss them in their mouth, they got bigger problems.
Yeah, you may want to teach them not to do that.
Yeah.
Animal control was called in after some birds were found with the symptoms of having overdosed on the pills. How do you know that? You're like, oh, that bird's clearly overdosed on pills. Sounds like somebody gave him a bunch of pills, and they was like, oh, this isn't good.
Also, okay, I get it. You know, you got a goose and a seagull, but like, I got to be honest with you. They might be somewhat expendable. I don't know if I want my tax dollars being spent on like reviving a goose and a seagull. Wouldn't you just go, okay, they died. How about, you don't throw pills out there anymore?
Just, yeah, they don't know who the pills belong to.
Oh, really? The guy didn't leave his name on the pill bottle?
Yeah, they may have peeled it off.
Dude, I'm surprised he didn't tell the goose. Hey, you tell him Ronnie did this.
So that's really all they have on that. Let's hope they survive and get out there and get some more pills to support their habits.
They might be addicted now.
Maybe it was Adderall. They had a big test coming up, and they wanted to prepare.
Who would have thought the opioid crisis would cross over to the animal kingdom?
Yeah, we got bears doing cocaine in the 80s, which makes sense. It was a cocaine era. Now it's pills. So you have animals now doing pills.
It's legitimately cocaine instead of cocaine cowboys. It's cocaine bears.
Pablo Escobar is really a great name. Really fell into their laps with that one.
They milk that. They milk the shit out of that. Hey, man, whatever you got to do.
They're probably selling merch. Yeah.
I mean, oh, sounds like they are. Merch. We should make up something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We need to find something like that.
We need to get the prostitute orangutan. Could be our thing if we could get it.
So here's what we do. Dies. We fly a drone over Griffith Park with a ton of cocaine on it.
Oh, drop it.
Drop it down. Smother it in like deer blood and entrails. P-22 fucking goes crazy on cocaine.
It dies.
Then we get them.
Then we've got Cocaine Cougar.
Exactly.
Which has a better ring to it.
Cocaine Cougar. People are like, oh, it's some horny old woman?
Yeah. Nope.
Wrong.
You were very wrong, my friend. That is a real cougar.
Yeah.
Who loves to fucking party.
It's P-22 for partying.
Yeah, it's Party 22.
That's a good plan.
I think we just put an 8-ball of cocaine and wrap it in meat.
You could just throw it in a deer carcass and you'd probably eat it.
Just make a deer out of cocaine.
Or just somehow do like in the cartoons, like dress up something as like a female cougar. He's looking to fuck.
What, and then he's eating its ass?
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. Maybe shoots into his dick.
All cougars like to like do some foreplay by like eating the pussy, maybe getting his D wet.
Yeah. So that's something to think about. We need our own cocaine animal.
I mean, we got a True Blue Beach pony, but we don't have a cocaine bear.
Cocaine chupacabra.
What's the craziest animal that we've talked about on here?
We've done all sorts. It's hard to remember on the spot.
I mean,
cocaine bear, I think, could take the mantle.
It's definitely better than self-pleasuring otter.
Yeah. I mean, it makes Eddie the dunking, jerking off otter look like nothing. Yeah,
this guy just looks like a local pederast.
We did the beaver with that attacked the man. Gave him a fight for his life.
That, now looking back, that beaver might have been on cocaine.
Tried to murder the guy's daughter.
Maybe that guy. He might have been on found meth.
Could be. The fucking all the forests are going crazy. It's like a rave out there.
Yeah, be careful what you walking in the woods now.
You see an animal wearing fucking Das Man's Jankos. You better steer clear because he's coming out of a rave.
Can you donate these pans to the wildlife fund?
Brandon, those were a Christmas present. They're framed on the wall, Brandon. I've got it waiting for you when you get out. They got dragonflies on them. That's your symbol.
I heard that he wore those in there, so they pack them up, and when he comes out, he's got to wear the same ones.
Something tells me the waist may have to be taken out a bit. Not the legs are going to fit like skinny jeans.
Dude, if he gets out in the summer, he's going to unzip those pant legs.
Yeah, he'll have shorts for sure.
Mom, do you think you could pre-unzip them for me so that I just slip them on as shorts?
I can't get it. It's behind the counter. What do you want me to do? Bobby's calling me. I gotta go.
What, is Bobby still looking at those dirty videos?
Yeah. What? No. You mean the ones where women are dying and people's skulls are getting crushed in? That was Scott. I said too much. I gotta go.
Shut up, Barb.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this. This is from Barb, not Barb Tadich.
We should do Bobby Dassey. He goes to visit Brandon, the smooth talking Bobby. Oh, hey, Brandon,
look, people are saying a lot of things.
What did he call?
And it wasn't me.
Okay.
Before we get into this, we got to talk. The John Jones fight is insane.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
It's this weekend. It's being moved from Vegas to LA last minute. Never before in the UFC history.
6-day notice. Not even a full week.
John Jones tested in Nevada for the trace amount of that same substance he got caught with.
Which I don't get. So here's what I don't understand. They claim that it's leftover, But that it's from a year ago.
2 years ago, isn't it?
Well, no, they said it's from a test in 2017.
What is it
December.
Like when you swallow gum? It can show up 8 years later in your system?
Hasn't he been tested a million times since then?
You would think. And like, why not test him before all this?
Yeah, how does it stay in the system that long?
I don't know, but Dana White's claiming that Jonesy thinks didn't do anything wrong, and that this test is, you know, it's just blah, blah, blah. So they're going to move the fight. Supposedly we take a $5 million loss on the fights.
To the Forum in Inglewood.
Which is, like, pretty small, isn't it?
No, it's big.
Oh, it's big.
They've done it there before.
So, yeah, it's bizarre. And I don't know. I'm hoping it's a distraction, more of a distraction for Jones, all this drama.
Yeah. I mean, now, but here's the thing. Literally, they have to move everybody from that card. They have hotel rooms. They have everything. They have to get them transportation. They got to get them to L.A. in fucking 6 days. And everybody settled. Press conferences moved. Yeah. I mean, press flew out there for that, I'm sure. So
I'm
everybody has to.
Assuming they're just reselling. They're refunding everyone and then reselling all the tickets.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know there's a shitload of L.A. people that go to Vegas to see the fight. So I think they're like, this is the closest area where people were probably, we have the best likelihood of selling this out.
Something tells me if this was, you know, say, I don't know, fucking...
Anybody else?
Johnny Franklin or something. Some random guy.
Yeah.
I don't think the card would be moved. Just going to say that.
No. I mean, but they just canceled the card. They can't cancel two in a row.
But yeah, this is just more bad PR for Dana White and the UFC.
The only guy that's loving it's Rogan because he just has to drive down the street now.
Yeah. He's like, oh, great. I'll cancel my flight.
Yeah.
Cancel the hotel.
That's great.
Go do cocaine with a bear.
He's like, I could do the UFC fight and still make it to a spot at the Comedy Store afterwards. Craziness,
so
man.
We'll see. I get on BetDSI and make some fucking bets on this fight. I still think Gustafson, I think this is his shot.
I have two hundo on Gustafson, and I rewatched the Gustafson Jones for the third time, and I am 100% sure that he won that fight, the first one.
You think he's going to take this one?
Yes, I do. I do think he is.
Jones is coming off a 2-year layoff, all this drama. A
lot of distractions.
Shit's in his head. It's for the title, which I didn't even realize until
people are
earlier
shitting
today.
On him. Maybe he works well under like people literally just shitting on him on a daily basis, but I don't think he does.
And the big problem he has is Gustafson has the exact same reach as him, so he has no length on him.
And dude, how do you find training partners like that? Who's he training with?
He trains in the mirror.
Also, Gustafson's boxing is head and shoulders above Jones's. And I don't care what Jones has been doing in the meantime. Because when a guy's already way above you at that level, he's only getting better as you get better. So you'll never close the gap.
And I think there's something weird about these two guys. They like bring out the best in each other. So I think Gustafson, despite... you know, doing not so stellar in the recent past. I think he's going to step it up.
Well, what was great about Gustafson is he's like, I want to rematch John Jones. And John Jones is like, I don't want to fucking fight this dude again.
Well, he banged him up more than anybody ever touched him.
Dude, so the stats were he landed 200 punches on Jones. And some of those were fucking, his hands are great, like phenomenal. And his wrestling, what I forgot about that fight was that Jones tried 9 times to take him down, and every attempt was stuffed until the last one, the 10th. Crazy.
Put some money on the fight. Also on that card, you got Chris Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes.
That's going to be a good fight, too.
So put some money. Get on there. It's DO101. If you're new to the BetDSI, you get a, what is it, 100%?
Yeah, whatever they'll match what you put in there up to a certain point. You get 100% bonus for when you use the code DO101.
So there you go. If you even need an incentive, a lot of you are going to get, let's be honest, your aunt's going to give you you know, some shitty present. You're going to return it. Going to have some cash laying around. Put it on this fight. You'll have more cash.
Maybe
laying around.
Someone gives you a Sephora gift card. Then you can go online and sell those gift cards. Take a little bit of a loss, but get the cash. Then use that cash. Double your money just by putting it in using the promo code DO101. Also, do it on your phone. Do it on your computer. They've been around 20 years. They know what the fuck they're doing. You can get gamble on this, gamble on NBA.
NFL, UFC's not your flavor. You go fucking gamble on the NFL. A lot of games, playoffs are right around the corner. Get in there.
So do it.
Stop fucking around.
But this is a fight that I'm super excited for because I feel like I finally want to see Jones get his comeuppance. Like a legit loss.
I think if he loses.
Big fucking loss on his record.
The woman whose car he hit when she was pregnant and broke her arm should be able to come into the octagon and slap him in the face.
What? it's going to be exciting.
We'll see. More on it next week.
I'm worried about the state of the UFC. I got to be perfectly honest with you. They've lost McGregor.
It's becoming more and more of a shit show. Dana claims he never wanted it to be boxing. It's turning way more into it.
Also,
by the day.
He has no stars. Who are his new stars?
It's turning into what the WWE has done in the last bunch of years, which is failing them, is they bring in these old legends.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and both. GSP, it's like guys who they, you know, in the past, but you got to make new stars. Where are the new stars?
He shits on everybody. He shits on really good guys. Look, this guy doesn't want to fight. This guy didn't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, stop shitting on everybody and fucking get on the same page and make some goddamn people that we can really want to tune in for.
Only guys who can save the sport are the Diaz brothers, and I don't think either of them are in a rush to fight. No.
And when I think Nick comes back, I don't think he's a shell of his former self.
I don't think he's coming back.
He'll have great cardio, but I just don't think he, I don't know. I hope Nate does at least once.
Rumors that one, if not, well, I won't say that.
What?
Nothing. Barb sent me this. Not Baby Barb. My beautiful secretary.
Okay, but it's Baby Barb Jr.
Okay. She's named after Barb.
Yeah.
This is from Yahoo. Apparently Popeyes is trying to cash in on the service animal craze.
We try to cash in on it?
They're releasing what they're calling an emotional support chicken. It's like a little pack shaped like a chicken with what comes in it.
With like a vest on it?
No, it's like it's like a little carrying case of Popeye's.
It's a cardboard chicken shaped,
which is seems inconvenient because you can't really put that in anything. It's very long. It's like shaped like a real chicken.
So basically, they're saying like KFC is emotional support food.
It's Popeye's
or Popeye's.
Yeah,
I'll take Popeye's over KFC. I got to be honest with you.
Never had Popeye's. I don't think I've. I may have had KFC like once in my life. Never had Popeyes.
Popeyes has red beans and rice, which I'm a big red beans and rice fan, but you can't find it everywhere.
Did you see? I don't know. I saw this as well. I think Barb may have sent this to me as well. KFC did, they're selling limited release online logs for your fireplace that smell like chicken.
How hazardous to your health is inhaling that shit?
Why not just go work at KFC if you want to fucking smell like chicken?
Why just buy a chicken and leave it open on your counter?
I saw it. I was like, who the fuck?
Oh, wow.
You had to be, Seagal would be like, I'm going to eat the log.
It's mouthwateringly good.
I need to sharpen my teeth.
Mom, try to bite the log because it smelled like chicken.
You told me you wanted hamburgers, not a log.
But it smells so good.
What are they doing there in prison? The air condition's still broken.
Yeah.
You better yell at those guys about using the ice.
Okay.
I'd love to see an inmate interacting with Daz, man. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Brandon, get over here, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck your face now.
Hold my pocket. Now watch Lethal Weapons and shut up.
Guys, can we turn the channel? Lethal Weapons is on.
I'm about to fucking beat the fuck out of you,
watching
motherfucker.
Watching the game. Shut the fuck up.
So, dude, what's it made of? It can't be good for you to breathe in some sort of fake chicken smell.
You're saying it's not organic?
I'm saying it's not organic.
It's not grass-fed?
No.
I don't know. Not sure. It's a mystery.
What an insane...
They said get them while they last because people are really buying the shit out of
them. I'm sure they are. I guarantee you they are. Fucking... These people
nothing says America being
mind.
Fat, people buying fucking logs that smell like chicken.
You know... I love KFC, but I can't eat it all the time. But now I can have the smell of chicken. Also, I don't get like the smell of chicken. Who needs their house to smell like food all the time?
And plus, wouldn't it smell horrible like after a while?
Oh, I want my house to smell like pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Pussy
logs. Just some real rank, stank pussy.
Just some people like, oh.
What kind of log is that? Oh, that's a pussy log.
Yeah.
And it smells a little fishy, a little... It's got a little musk to it.
It's hard to burn. It's very damp. Yeah. Oh, don't mind. That's just chicken guts all over the logs. It burns fine.
Oh, what? It smells like a farm in here. Yeah, it's my cow shit log. It smells just like cow shit.
Who wants Kentucky? Yeah, I got 5 Kentucky Fried Chicken logs. John Little's going to get them.
That's the old B.O. log.
They gave me diarrhea. The logs gave me diarrhea. Can you believe it?
Smells like a sweaty gym in here. Yeah, the B.O. log has been burning for a while.
I got Taco Bell, some Nacho Supreme logs coming out of my ass.
Dude, I got a Schlotzky's log.
Jesus.
They don't even make them anymore. Schlotzky's doesn't exist.
What do you got? What is that, a Big Mac log you got burning in the fire? It's beautiful. They better make air fresheners for cars. Why stop at logs?
Yeah. I got a Bloomin' Onion log.
Oh, it's a lot of calories.
Yeah, even smelling it, you can get fat.
Fucking Outback Steak. I think everyone should
put
these out.
Why stop at these? Yeah, why stop?
Domino's, everybody. Yeah,
I got a sour milk log.
It's the log game.
Yeah, you flavored log game? You better get in. If you're not in it, it's too late now.
Yeah, it's like you're going to be behind.
You're missing the boat.
You're missing the fucking log barrel. You know who's going to get one is Eustace with that bear grease from Mountain.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Eustace, my friend, he brought some bear grease and a Kentucky Fried Chicken log.
What are you bringing to Christmas? Oh, I thought I'd bring my Kentucky Fried Chicken log. Oh, yeah, that's great. Those are limited edition.
Would be a great item, though, if you're in one of those gift swaps to put into the fold. Of like,
it would be, yeah.
People are like, yeah. Fuck,
I think people would love it.
People would be fighting for it, fighting for the right to burn it.
Oh, of all the logs, why didn't we think of this one? The fart log.
That's
sounds like a guy who writes down his farts in a book.
It's that security guard who got fired for farting.
That is the fart log. He's the fart logger.
I would hold up the KFC log as like a torch and just let everyone inhale it. I'd be waving it in homeless guys' faces.
Oh, man. Dude, can you imagine the chemical compounds that they had to put together in order to get something to smell like chicken when it burns?
You imagine
that
going,
isn't actually chicken?
You imagine going to enough school to become a scientist and your job is to make a chicken log? And they're like, what are you working on?
Yeah, got the old chicken log duty.
Duty.
UT.
I think John Little, if he did not buy this, missed the boat because he would have liked it.
I think he missed the boat by not inventing it. I could see this, honestly. I could see him 10, 15 years ago. He pulls out a notebook. He's like, O'Neill, read the date on that. Okay, yeah, it says 2003. Yeah, read below it. A log that smells like chicken when you burn it.
I had it, didn't know how to make it.
I'm suing him. I was like, John, this is written in pencil.
John,
yeah, you can't forge that, O'Neill.
You can't prove when you wrote it. Yeah, I can't, but I can take a lie detector test.
It says 2003, O'Neill. I'm not a liar.
So there you go. You can get the. I don't know if they're still available, but if you want them, if you buy them and it's from us, say, hey, Danish and O'Neill, turn me on to these logs. Maybe we'll get a sponsorship deal.
Somebody buy it just to see if it really does smell like that. Something tells me those things always smell like a tiny bit, and then they just smell like shit.
I want a log that smells like Steven Seagal's hair.
Oh, burning. Yeah. Burning. Well, you just throw some horse pubes on a campfire.
That's true. Horse pubes roasting on an open fire.
Is that that log smells like a horse cock. A dirty horse cock.
Oh, that's what it is, actually.
Oh, it's a dirty horse
cock
log.
Stand back. It's going to blow up at any point, and it'll burn your face.
Wow.
So anyway, back to the emotional support chicken. It was only if you were flying through the Philadelphia International Airport. I don't know if Eleanor Kerrigan had something to do with that or not. Seven up, maybe a 7-Up cake. It comes in the in the box.
She needs a 7-Up chicken.
What comes in it? It doesn't say.
Probably anything you want, right? I mean, what
makes
it?
It says it's the chicken provides. It's marinated in real Louisiana spices. It's just chicken. Yeah. Well, it says it will be available for the 3-piece tenders combo while supplies last in Terminal C.
I love it. It's like you get there. You know what? I'm going to book a trip. Guess I'm not going to get on the plane.
You better get into Terminal. You better get through Terminal C.
Dude, you know there's some asshole collectors who are like, oh, that box could be worth something. In 20 years, you're going to see that box, one of these boxes on eBay. People are like, ooh, that's mint condition.
Yeah.
You're going to see it on Pawn Stars.
With the chicken still in it.
Is that original chicken?
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. We got a bestiality story.
Oh, boy.
May or may not involve a policeman.
Okay.
We got a parrot that's getting into some crazy stuff.
Okay.
A woman who had to abandon a beloved fish at the airport.
Oh, I saw that. That's a pretty good one.
A court sentence involving watching a Disney movie.
I got to talk about the fish, because the fish made me irate when I read it.
This is from Buddy Ravel from 3 O'Clock High.
This story made me insane.
This is it's the ultimate combo of a millennial meeting a service animal problem.
Yeah.
This is from News 5 Cleveland, ABC, WABC. This is from National City, California. Never heard of that in my life. But,
nah, no idea.
California woman's heartbroken after she was forced to leave her beloved fish at Denver International Airport. Supposed to be a happy homecoming for Lannis. I've never heard of that name in my life.
Yeah.
Lannis?
She's a Lannister.
Spelled like Janice with an L. I don't know. Lannis, Paulus, and her best friend. Best friend.
Yeah, you might want to get out of the best house friend? More often.
Fish cannot talk. It can do nothing. This is your best friend?
You could actually teach fish tricks. That's the only thing I'll say.
To jerk off?
Like goldfish, they can teach them to do shit.
They're not dunking basketballs and jerking off Eddie the Otter.
They can do math and stuff.
She said, I've taken them everywhere with me.
By the way, okay, this is my number one concern with this. She's complaining about these guys not letting her fly with the fish, but flying with a fish, moving a fish is stressful. You know when you clean a fish tank and you have to move them to a separate bowl? You need water temperatures that are exactly the same. You need shit because it's so stressful for them just to move. This lady's dragging this fucking fish through multiple airports, pressurization changes, all this shit, and you have no respect for that fish, by the way.
Plus, there's other support animals that could kill it. Cats, and there's monkeys, birds.
Drunk frat guys who want to put it down their mouth as a joke.
But Wednesday, the University of Colorado sophomore left Denver without Cassie, her pink male betta fish.
By the way, a betta fish costs like $3.
Yeah.
It's a fucking...
Get another one. She said this lady was just not having it. So the supervisor comes and she said, unfortunately, you cannot bring fish onto Southwest Airlines, which may be a new thing for them.
I think what they should have said was, what the fuck are you doing traveling with a fish in the first place? Fish are meant, you know what, when you go out of town, you throw a bunch of food in the top of the fucking bowl, and then you just leave. When you come back, there's a 50% chance they're going to be dead from natural causes.
Back in our day of college, you fucking put a fucking index card on a board and said, hey, can someone watch my fish? Now you have the internet. All you need to do is find someone local to fucking Colorado. Dude, that's all you had to do.
I've never heard of anyone traveling with a fish. I'm telling you right now.
What are you, a villain from a Bond movie with a fish tank on your lap? Like a creep?
That thing had a better life being dead because it must have been stressed out of its fucking mind.
Oh, it's not dead. It was saved at the last minute.
Oh, some people. She gave it to some people.
It was spared.
Yeah, you got to get into the details of her scavenging, trying to find people.
I would wish she came up to me. I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face.
You know what I would take?
I'll take it and then throw it away.
No, I would throw it on the ground and stomp it and be like, there, now it's taken care of, you fucking bitch.
It's in a better place without you.
Yeah.
Why? Her freshman year in Colorado, she admitted she was lonely. She wanted a pet.
If a fish fulfills your loneliness needs, I got to be honest with you. You might be autistic.
Why not?
Because
you
don't need anybody.
Why not just get a poster? Talk to it. It's the same
Oh my
thing.
God! You'd be better off getting a cardboard cutout of I don't know,
Dikembe Mutombo
of One Direction talking to them.
She considered getting a dog. Who gets a dog their freshman year of college? You got a lot on your plate.
A very spoiled, entitled person.
She wanted a dog or a cat, but her mom said that a fish was a better fit. She got Cassie at the local Petco, which I'm sure they have the best fish in town.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, Glanis, is that you'll be able to get a brand new fish at Petco because they have about 10,000 of them.
She didn't realize she'd end up falling in love with him. Does this mean like literal love? They were they were lovers?
She used to take the fish and put it in her vagina.
Listen to this quote. I put my finger in there.
It's a betta fish. It's not much of an open.
I don't know if this is a typo or she said this. It says, I put my finger in there. He come up and nibble my finger.
He come up and nibble it?
He was a cool fish. I even got...
Yeah, you know why? He thought you were food, you son of a bitch.
I even got him a heater because it gets so cold in Colorado.
Well, dude, I think this is none of the stuff. You have to have like the same water temperature. You can't be just throwing a heater. He could have cooked. She could have been cooking this thing.
According to the TSA website, live fish are allowed on board as a carry-on. She said, why, though? Why would you need a fish on? You never. Can't carry water, but you can bring a goddamn fish. I can't bring one bottle of fucking water. You can bring a fish tank. Could this be is bullshit. I'm going to start drinking out of fish tanks.
There could be a bomb in there. Could be a bomb in that
what
fish.
What the fuck is happening? What has happened to our airlines? We need to take them back.
No, fuck them. I say, you know what? We start driving everywhere.
She said she never had any problems bringing Cassie along her usual Southwest flight. How often is she traveling?
Ugh.
But according to the airline, only small cats and dogs that fit in an underseat carrier are allowed. I've traveled with it. I had it in my container, too. Maybe they just didn't make a big deal out of it at the time. This time, she said she was utterly humiliated.
Yeah, you know what? You should have been utterly humiliated walking anywhere with a fish. By the way, you got to put the fish through the fucking x-ray shit. You don't think that fish is going to die of radiation?
I would have said if you swallow it and you shit it out on the plane, you're allowed to bring it.
Put it in your vagina then.
When she asked staff if she could leave Cassie on their counter so a friend could pick him up. How about you figure that out before, by the way? In a half hour, they denied her. So she frantically started to look around the airport for a new owner.
Oh my God.
She eventually found a traveler on another airline that allows fish on board. To care for Cassie on her behalf. This guy can't give it back to her, send it back to her in a fucking
dude.
In
can
an
we
envelope?
Just flush it down the toilet? Who cares?
They said airport staff separated them, so she never got that person's name.
Oh. What they came in and go, you guys can't talk to
that's
each other.
That's what she said.
Get the fuck out of here.
She said they were not allowing us to converse at all because they were thinking we were gonna do some secret exchange through the airport.
Oh. Dude. Then just man up and be like, go fuck yourselves. I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, I'm getting his number. I want to pour
him. Yeah,
I want
to suck his dick. Come on. Get
doing
away
me a
from
favor.
Here. Get out of here. Make up something on your feet.
I think it was the dice. I'll take it. Yeah, give me the fish.
Dude, you'd have to put a fish through an x-ray machine. Am I right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably a fucking lethal dosage of radiation.
Even after I was no longer in possession of the fish, they still continued to have security around us and follow us through the airport and escorted us onto our plane as if we brought something bad into
wait,
the
security,
airport.
Wait, security?
Said they were watching. They didn't want to.
They escorted you onto the plane?
They didn't want her smuggling it back.
Oh, my God.
She said airport staff made her feel like a criminal. She now spent a winter break back in National City, California. She's the one who feels like a fish out of water. Great writing. Lost without her little sidekick.
Lost without her. If you're lost because your fucking beta fish is gone, then you don't have the skills to survive in society, my friend.
She's going to have to work with fucking birds on the walls and...
she's like, I can't do it anymore.
Cats. She's going to have cats like Len Kaczynski from Making a Murderer. She said, everyone's laughing at me. They're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah, you know what? Rightfully so. Welcome to the real world where people don't fucking fly with their goddamn fish. And also, our fish are our best fucking friends.
She said,
we have
yeah.
real friends.
She said, yeah, it's a fish. I know. But dang, it was my pet. Just because it wasn't a cat or a dog, it wasn't as important.
Absolutely. 100%.
I agree with
yes.
that. Yes. Goldfish have a lifespan of like 3 weeks.
Dude, this wasn't even a goldfish. This is a beta fish. They're like a quarter the size of a goldfish.
To accompany a beta female.
They don't, dude, they're like minnows and they don't have any cool colors. It's not, well, they do actually
this
have
one
kind
was
of
pink.
A cool color.
Cassie.
Yeah. I take that back.
KGTV reached out to Southwest. Spokesperson said airport staff are trained and in this case followed protocol. How dare you question this? They're doing the right thing finally and you question
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
She said the counter staff offered a later flight so she could make arrangements for her fish, but she didn't take it.
Dude, why does everyone have to bend over backwards like you're flying in your living room?
Say I bring something I'm not supposed to have. It's not their fault. It's my fault.
Yeah. Flying fucking sucks. It's a shitty thing to have to go do nowadays. So that's just how it is, man. Fuck it. You can't bring your goddamn fish on there. You shouldn't be flying with a fish. You're an adult. You're a sophomore in college. Grow up. Get a fucking boyfriend.
Plus,
or a girlfriend. Whatever the fuck you're into.
As Billy Madison once said, you got a pet. You got a responsibility.
Yeah.
How about you find someone to take care of that fish? And they offered you a later flight. You should have changed
it. I hope the death of this fish haunts her because you know what? Southwest didn't kill your fish. You did. You fucking you murdered that fish by taking out of its natural environment that bowl on your desk in your dorm room.
I think the airports that denied the hamster, which can go on the animal t-shirt that woman had to release. What'd she do? Oh, yeah. Flush it to another toilet.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing, lady?
They should put up a tombstone in their airport. I would be saluted on my way by. Good work, everybody.
I would love to find out who the people that told her she couldn't take this on the plane. I would like to shake their hand.
Yeah. A buddy of mine sent me, he saw somebody sent it to him, a thing on Instagram. And it was someone's support animal took a nice old shit, but like pretty small, but in two different spots. And someone was filming it just to see who was going to step in it. And people walked by.
Oh.
This guy stepped in it. He almost tore his ACL.
Oh, he slipped?
His foot slid out in front of him.
Throw up.
He almost, dude, this guy almost had serious injury. We got to stop it before someone gets hurt.
And where? This was at an airport?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The guy looked back at it. He was so angry.
Yeah. You mentioned you walk through an airport, you slip on dog shit?
Man, you got to fly with it. You got to sit with those shoes.
I'd be livid.
The person next to him has got to, he's like, look, it's not my fault.
There's no grass to wipe your feet on.
The airport, if you're going to allow animals, they should have to clean your shoe.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, give it now to the counter
lady.
That owner
should have to lick your shoe clean.
Well, I don't know if you're going to fine the owner. Anyone with a dog should have, even
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
you have a dog, and if they're not blind or have like a legit reason, then they
dude, I got news for you. Guide dogs, they don't shit in the middle of an airport.
No. But yeah, I was, this guy almost got severely
That's
injured.
Crazy.
And dude, I hope he's okay.
This chick, I feel sorry for you because you're not going to survive in the world. This is the least of your fucking concerns.
Yeah.
How many fish have you had that have died? Hundreds, probably.
Yeah, I can't even.
We used to have multiple fish tanks.
Dad would like try to keep them going because we would lose interest in a day and they would always die.
They die within like a month.
Every now and then you'd have one that like, you're like, whoa, this thing's been around for like 3 months. Yeah. This is crazy. It's a full life.
Dude, I went to go buy my niece a fish and then they're like, oh yeah, you can't put them in those round bowls anymore. They're like, what people don't realize is that like, fish are super sensitive. You need like proper water temperature. You need those fucking drops. You need to change it. She's like, they die because they're not in the right environment. You can't just fill up a bowl and just throw a fish in there.
This Cassie chick did, and it was nibbling her finger.
Dude, fuck you. You narcissistic asshole. You think that this fish somehow had some sort of feelings for you because you're so fucking cool. They're like, oh, look, I bought it with a fish. Fuck you.
Guess
Get
what?
Out of, get over yourself.
Buy
you
a new
fucking
fish,
killed that fish.
Buy a new fish, call it Cassie, and something tells me it'll probably be exactly the same.
Yeah. Better yet, get out of the fish game altogether because you can't handle it. You're not responsible enough.
Join a club. Go make some friends.
Go fucking do some other dork shit.
I get it. You're lonely. It happens. But
hey,
try to meet some people. Everyone has trouble going to college. It's hard.
You know what? You know what loneliness means? It means you need to go out and meet people.
You think it's hard meeting people your age? Try being an adult. You meet like no one.
Yeah.
You make no new friends after 30 years old.
No. And then all the friends you have, then when you hit 40, everybody's married, they have kids, they have all kinds of shit, man.
And then you have no friends. You're going to need a whole new aquarium.
Yeah. So get used to it, lady. This is the least lonely time of your fucking life.
Yeah. This is when you should be out partying it up, going crazy.
Instead, you're fucking bitching about a fish.
Lanice, it's over. Who knows? And I'm sure your fucking family's going to give you a new fish for Christmas.
Yeah. Hopefully you grow out of it. Something tells me if you're at, age 20 and this is your attitude, you got a lot of growing up to do.
Good news is when you apply for jobs, people will Google your name and they'll see you're the fish lady.
That's a good point. And even better news, when the apocalypse hit, you'll be the first to die. So it's all cool.
You'll be a fresh fish.
Yeah, you'll be like, I can't believe, oh no, where's my goldfish? Where is he? As a fucking spear is just driven through you.
She would run back into a burning building to get that fish.
No.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
I think she would.
No, she wouldn't. She would be like, oh my God.
She would just stay in the building with it.
Fire wouldn't let me. Do you think this girl is mature enough to make a heroic move like that?
I don't know.
No.
She loved it.
She's selfish. She takes and drags this fish around everywhere.
You blew it, Southwest. I loved him.
You got to be a selfless person in order to, she really loved that fish. She'd miss her flight. Drive it back to her family's house or her friend's house.
Or you say, hey, I'm not coming home this holiday. I'm staying here.
She didn't want to be inconvenienced.
She didn't want to be a mother. She wasn't ready.
No.
Think I'd leave baby Barb with another owner?
Maybe.
If I like the cut of their jib.
If you talk to somebody, do the handoff. Security isn't following you.
All right,
you.
Don't exchange information. We don't want baby Barb tracking you down.
Oh, man.
This is a quick one. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is from the Ozarks, not the show.
The actual area?
Yeah. Okay. This is WTHI TV, Channel 10. Missouri poacher has been found guilty, and his sentence, part of his sentence, he was ordered to repeatedly watch the movie Bambi.
We really think that's going to cure him?
What the Come fuck? On. What kind of judge is this? What the fuck is wrong with you?
This is some sort of comedy court. This is ridiculous.
Who's the judge? Fucking Dom DeLuise?
Elmer Fudd?
He was caught in a scheme to illegally kill hundreds of deer.
Caught in a scheme to kill? Like what? Doing what? With like a machine gun?
I don't know. David Barry Jr. was ordered to watch the Disney classic at least once a month. By the way, we need to go sit with a fucking person and watch
it. It's a cartoon.
It says during his year-long jail sentence, which would be great. You're like, take me out of my cell where I'm being harassed and I'll go watch a movie for an hour.
Yeah. Does he watch it by himself?
I don't know.
You imagine the prisoners be like, where are you going? But you want to watch Bambi again, you fucking pussy.
Conservation agents are calling this one of the largest deer poaching cases in state history. The deer were trophy bucks taken illegally, mostly at night for their heads, leaving the bodies of the deer to waste.
Look, man, that's a big thing. My brother once, we found some, I wasn't with them, we found some poachers, and there were two lesbian chicks, and they pulled a fucking shotgun on them.
And make them watch Bambi to repay the...
No. Two lesbian deer poachers.
Thelma
and
Louise.
Pulling guns on them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They get crazy.
Well, Barry, his father, two brothers. It was a family affair, and another man who helped them had their hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges revoked temporarily or permanently. That's what it says. What does that mean?
Well,
right now it's temporarily,
but
it could be permanent.
I bet if he doesn't fulfill his sentence of like watching it once a month.
They have a paid combined 51 G's in fines and court costs.
Jesus.
Judge ordered a special edition, is the Bambi. Court records show he was ordered by Lawrence County Judge Bobby George, to view the Walt Disney movie Bambi, with the first viewing being on or before December 23rd, 2018. That's this week. And at least one viewing each month thereafter while at the county jail. Which is so stupid.
He also has to watch A Christmas Story because he got his tongue stuck to a pole out in the yard.
He has to watch Spies Like Us because he got caught spying in Russia.
This is the equivalent of it.
Like this will
teach
you.
Literally the equivalent of it.
This is going to teach you a lesson. He has to watch porno because he got caught fucking in prison.
Jesus.
His father, David Barry Sr., and his brother, Kyle Barry, were arrested in August after a nearly 9-month investigation. Jesus. Also involved cases in Kansas, Nebraska, and Canada. These guys were real serial deer killers.
I mean, I still don't get where the Bambi fits into all this. I mean,
it does nothing.
You think these guys are like, you think this guy's going to watch it and be reformed?
Start crying?
He'll laugh. This guy's loving it.
He's like, you're right, Judge. Wow, I'm so affected. Real great classic Walt Disney writing fucking got to me. You couldn't, society's rules and other stuff, my conscience, none of that worked. But Bambi really fucking spoke. The eighth viewing in the eighth month really fucking broke me down.
His buddy also broke into an amusement park and now he has to watch National Lampoon's Vacation over and over.
Oh, shit.
What
some guy lost a pie eating contest. He has to watch Stand By Me now, the lard ass part over and over again. Missouri Department of Conservation said information from the investigation led to 14 Missouri residents facing more than 230 charges in 11 counties.
Okay.
This is a big bust.
Yeah, it's the biggest bust on record.
Investigators say David Barry Sr.'s other son, Eric Barry, was later caught with another person spotlighting deer, where poachers use light at night to make deer pause and easier to hunt.
Yeah. Oh, I knew a dude who was a big poacher.
They've been investigating this family since late 2015. It's a 3-year fucking
dude. Come on,
stakeout.
Well, good luck watching your Bambi. It's the stupidest thing. It sounds like somebody who's trying to get some headlines.
I think it's gonna work.
Yeah. What if he comes out and he's like, "I'll never shoot another deer again."
What if he becomes a writer of children's movies?
That's true too. Could he'll definitely be an expert on Bambi. What if he gets off on the poaching? He's jerking it in there.
Oh, he like loves it?
Yeah.
Good. Who knows?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Before we go, check out our shirts on Threadless. It's danishandoneal.threadless.com.
Also, Boner City. Threadless.com if you want to get some Boner City Monster truck shirts.
Still out there.
Also, check out Beach Cops on Patreon.
People They're are talking up. About it. Thank you for all the positive feedback. Yeah. Like, for instance, Andre from Canada said it's his favorite podcast.
And the thing is, if we can get to 1,000 subscribers, we'll start doing it twice a month for just a $3 subscription.
I saw DeWitt did a brief customer survey on the Danish and O'Neill Facebook page.
Was that the question?
He said, what price point would you like and how often per month?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he's getting in there.
Seemed like a lot of people said $5 and they would like 2 episodes per month.
Oh, is it really?
That's what...
Okay.
The results.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just kind of in the test phase. Right now it's like $3 per, but I would like to get to where it's a monthly thing since people seem to be on board with it. So we're just trying to get to that price point where it makes sense for all of us.
Zach Lunch is costs a lot to get his services.
He's got all that marijuana we have to buy him beforehand.
Exactly. David emailed me to ask what our favorite kinds of booze was.
Ooh.
or are.
Favorite kind of booze?
He means hard alcohol, right? He's not talking beer.
Yeah, I'm guessing hard alcohol. Yeah. Booze. Booze could be beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a Jameson man.
I would say
love me some Jameson.
I'd go vodka, probably.
What kind?
Nice Tito's isn't bad. Obviously, Tito's? The higher label stuff is good too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just talking straight up, but you know Jameson. For the fucking price point, you can't beat a Jameson.
When I was a youngster in high school, I drank whiskey in someone's backyard at a backyard tent operation and overdid it. It's never
was really, it Jack Daniels?
I think so. Never really been the same with it.
Jameson's is different than Jack. I don't like Jack. I can't, like, I don't know.
Really, I drank it so much to the point where I couldn't. I was like trying to stand and was just falling repeatedly. It was not good.
I used to love to take a bottle of Jack and I would get a big gulp and then I would pour almost all the bottle in the Jack and then I would just put Coke in there and then I would sit in the back of somebody's car and we'd drive around and I would drink.
Jesus,
that. I was a bit of a drinker back then.
Sounds like quite the hangover
back in the day. Oh my God, the worst.
And Chuck said there's a new female fan alert, his wife Amy.
Whoa. Welcome aboard, Amy.
They're unfortunately they're Connie Mack fans, but they seem like decent people.
That's all right. Look.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. We won't let that come between us.
We're not gonna hold it against you. Yeah. You got good taste in podcasts, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
He sent a picture of his wife to our Twitter and he said he's gonna send pictures of her every week. It's really not necessary, but if you want to.
All right,
we're
up for
stop,
it. Yeah.
Not gonna
as
stop
long as
yet.
This is consensual.
Yeah.
As long as Amy is on board with this and it's not like, hey, I'm taking these pics just privately.
Yeah.
As long as she knows where these are going. I don't want a non-consensual pictures.
Yeah.
We need to have Amy chime in to know that these are that she's very aware of where these are headed.
Maybe hold up a piece of paper that says, I consent, or yes.
Hold up the day's newspaper.
And the word that says yes.
Yeah.
And a Kentucky Fried Chicken log.
I don't want to see the smell. I want to see the stink lines coming off of it.
It's chicken grease.
Oh.
So there you have it. New female. We're probably up to like at least 20 female fans.
Man, I remember
female listeners.
We started with just one.
Yeah.
And then
my mom's friend Judy listened to 20 minutes of the show. So there you have it. That is the Danish and O'Neill Christmas Kwanzaa Festivus Krampus special.
Even my own wife won't listen to the show. She's tried.
Probably for the best.
It's not for me.
Yeah, probably for the best.
That was years ago. I told her it's different now. There's less farts than there used to be.
I've heard Courtney listening to it in my apartment, which is, I'm like, you got to shut that off. I'm here. Like, I can't hear that.
I'll do it live for you.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
Give you a live reading.
Yeah, why don't you put that down? I'll make fart sounds, do whatever you want.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's
like, I didn't think you could hear it. I'm like, yeah, I can hear it. By the way, she listens to some of the podcasts some of the women on them have the most grating voices I've ever heard in my life.
Ooh.
They're like, well, this week on Teen Mom.
What is that, Barb from that?
It's fucking brutal.
Making a murder?
It's like, this week on Teen Mom, Derek gets in a fight with Des Mina.
What?
And I'm like, oh, get this off.
Yeah, and then what happens?
I don't know. I barely watched it. Me and Scott are doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Brandon. It's called the Brandon Cast.
Yeah.
The Das Cast.
You're on it right now.
Yeah.
All your calls.
Say something.
Yeah.
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 We recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Steven's here. Put him on the phone.
God damn you, piece of shit.
Scott.
Dude, yeah, why aren't they podcasting? Because that would be gold.
Did you see that? Oh, by the way, we're going to try to get into the studio at All Things Comedy to do a Steven Seagal live movie podcast for our Patreon.
Movie reviews. He's got a lot of movies. We're going to make our way through the whole collection.
If not this week, because they may be shut down for the holidays, we're going to get in there as soon as we can. And those of you who saw on Twitter, a lot of you guys were enthused. We were in the All Things Comedy studio doing a little taping. You'll hear about it more in the future. A little, little tease for you.
Yeah.
The set was phenomenal. If you got a picture, check out our Twitter.
Show's just as good.
Yeah, we'll see. We have not seen any of it yet, but we're excited for it. At least I am.
I'm excited.
All right. Let's get out of here. Enjoy your holiday. Don't forget, when all those other podcasts are taking the week off, who's working for you?
The Danish and O'Neill are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Go out there and suck your own otter cock.
In honor of the holiday, here's a new music offering from the great Hot Hot Pepper.
Whoa.
Oh, by the way, he emailed me. He said that us playing his song on the show really did a number for his podcast, the Rushmore podcast. I'll give it a plug. He scratched our back. Let's scratch it.
Yeah, I'll tickle his butthole.
Yeah, why not? I'll tickle it with a horse ponytail. What do you call that?
Yeah,
horse
tail. Trick it with an ostrich feather.
All right, so here it is, a new offering from the Hot Hot Pepper. You may not, we'll see. We'll see what people think of it. You may not like this, but we'll discuss after.
Okay.
Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
There it is.
Well, I like it.
I thought you didn't like the mantle of the number one bestiality podcast.
I'm embracing it. What I've
can't fight it.
I know.
You got to go with it.
You can't fight that feeling.
It's an overwhelming current that's sweeping us away.
Look,
there's no number two. Pepper said it. We're the number one through 10.
Everybody has a niche to fill.
Yeah.
And I think that's ours.
Scratch that niche.
Scratch that niche.
It's a great boom, would say.
We are scratching that
niche. Thank you, Pepper. Pepper has a voice that just seems like it's made to be played at like a barbecue. It's real good Americana.
I like it. Yeah.
Makes you feel good. Good acoustic.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Unlike Tommy Morris, it did give me a tickle in my balls.
I saw a picture of Tom Morris. Yeah. Rick Ingram showed it to me. I don't know if it was from, I'm assuming from Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Tom Morris's beloved hairline.
It's always been gone.
It's like way.
I saw a picture of him recently.
It's like back to like.
Yeah. I mean, he was bald then.
What's crazy is he lost the two things he loved most in life, the Comedy Store and his hair. At the same time, maybe related.
I mean, there was nothing left when he was there.
I thought there was a little. Didn't he like comb it somehow?
Yeah, it was like a fucking wisp of hair. It was like baby fine hair.
Did he say that? What was his line about Jim Carrey? That he looks younger than him, but Jim Carrey has better hair?
Jim Carrey and him are the same age, but Jim Carrey's face looks a lot older. The only thing Jim Carrey has is better hair.
I can admit it, okay? Yeah.
I was like, first of all, I don't care, Tommy. Take care now.
It's not just that, okay?
Hey, let's get out of here.
Well, number one bestiality podcast, okay? It's not just that, okay? Merry Christmas.
Goodbye. Later on.